42% of the population, or 20 million people, are now facing acute hunger, do not know where their next meals come from. And of those, 6.3 million people are in emergency levels of hunger, which is just one step away from famine. And the situation and the conflict as it continues and it spreads is only making the situation even worse. We're very concerned that agricultural productivity and the upcoming harvest season is at risk because of the impact of the conflict. And with lower harvest in the coming season, that could only further deepen Sudan's hunger crisis.
Before the conflict erupted in mid-April 2023, Sudan was already a country in debt, huge debt. Commodity prices were going up faster and higher than ordinary citizens can keep a pace with. Now the country has been at war for half a year. Let's go beyond the numbers a little bit. Paint me a picture of the daily struggle of families to put food on the table amid this rampant insecurity.
Well, now, because of the conflict, so many people have been displaced from their homes, have lost their livelihoods, their jobs. We are seeing 5.8 million people who have fled because of this conflict. 1.2 million of them to other countries, and the remaining 4.6 within Sudan. So, for example, there are families that ran away from Khartoum, ran away from this violence, and now are staying in different places, like, for example, in Shendi or in Atbara or in Port Sudan, where they don't have a home and they don't have a livelihood. And so they're really dependent on support. And that's why it's critical for aid agencies like WFP to be there to provide support. But beyond that, as you had mentioned, the prices continue to get higher and higher. The price of wheat flour today is 55% higher than it was a year ago. And we are looking at incredible rates of inflation, around 200%. Just in a matter of weeks, the Sudanese pound has gone from around 580 Sudanese pounds per dollar to almost 900. And this macroeconomic crisis, which already existed before the conflict, is just being exacerbated and pushing the entire country into a deeper crisis.
We know Khartoum and Darfur have been the epicenters of this fighting between the army and the rapid support forces. What are some of the hot spots of this hunger crisis in Sudan?
The hot spots of the hunger crisis are very much in the Darfurs. Even before the conflict started, West Darfur was among the most food insecure states in Sudan. We are seeing the highest levels of hunger in Khartoum, in Kordofan, and like I mentioned, in the Darfurs. And it's where the fighting is happening that the people are the most food insecure, but that also makes it the most difficult to reach because of the insecurity, because of the clashes and limited humanitarian access. And that is a really great concern for WFP, as if the people, especially those who are the 6.3 million people who are one step away from a famine, do not receive assistance, it will push them even further into hunger.
I'm glad you brought up the issue of access. And I wanted you to tell me about the WFP's efforts along with other humanitarian agencies to alleviate this suffering and where you're falling short.
So far, WFP has reached over 3 million people across the country with emergency food and nutrition assistance in 17 of 18 states across the country, including in some of the most hard-to-reach areas in the Darfurs. And most recently, we have had a breakthrough in accessing West Darfur from Chad through a cross-border operation, which has also been coordinated through civil-military coordination efforts with organizations like the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. So yes, we have been able to reach people, but so much more needs to be done because the needs are immense. We're looking at around half the population, around 25 million people who need some form of humanitarian assistance. And aid organizations and aid convoys are facing threats, roadblocks, restrictions, and also bureaucratic impediments, delays in visas and in processing paperwork, which makes it even more difficult to provide support and reach some of these places. But what is most important is that the fighting has to stop. There needs to be consolidated and coordinated international efforts to exert pressure on the parties to the conflict to cease the hostilities and to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian assistance. Because without that, we're really looking at, in a few months, the country just being pushed over the brink. And that is what keeps us up at night.